This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is the teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Morningstar Cathedral, Lighthouse Chapel International, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Hello. Kakra began an exciting series titled Stay Within Your Boundaries. Today, he continues. Let's join in.
You know, most of the time when we are asking God for things, we think that we are waiting for God. No, God is waiting for you. God is waiting for you. Because sometimes we think we are ready. But I've realized that many times we think we are ready, but we are not. If God were to give you your blessing right now or your breakthrough right now, you would destroy yourself. If I'm to share $1 million this morning to everybody, by next Sunday, very few people will be left in this church. The prodigal son, for example, he was a victim of premature exposure. He had money too quickly. When you have money too quickly, or you have something too quickly, it's dangerous. Because most of the time, you are not developed and strong enough to withstand the pressures, the temptations, and the problems that come with it. He was just thinking about having a good time. But it's not just about having a good time. That money alone, it attracted demons. The Bible says in Luke 15, 17, when he came to himself, which means that something was controlling him. What was that? An evil spirit. That money alone, it attracted prostitutes. In Luke 15, 13, the Bible says, as soon as this thy son is come, who has devoured thy living with harlots. When he had no money, no woman liked him. But the day he had money, they were coming in droves. Girls, what shall we do to you? Coming in droves. Suddenly, everybody had fallen in love with him. Premature exposure. Sometimes, if your business grows quickly, you will destroy yourself. The kind of pressure that will come, political pressure, spiritual pressure, you can easily go into depression. God said, growth comes with a lot of problems. Issues, attacks, all kinds of things. Years ago, I had a vision once, and in the vision, that was years ago, in the vision, I saw myself in the newspapers. People were insulting me. Then I saw myself on the radio. Then people were insulting me. Then I heard some people talking by the roadside, and they were insulting me, all in the vision. Then at the end of the vision, God asked me a question. He said, do you want to be anointed? And I said, no, I take it. I don't want it. I said, if this is the anointing. Most of the time when we look at things, we look at the glory of the thing. But we don't look at the problems that are associated with the thing. So you want to get married? Really? Because all your friends are Mrs. They've all changed their names. You want to change your name and be missing something. Really? This your husband, he's an Ashanti man. He eats fufu every day. Shake your neighbor and say, be patient. You think you are ready, but you're not ready. If the people start coming into your business right now in droves, you realize that you're not ready. You even have a bad name because of inefficiency. And it will destroy your whole business. So God knows that you're not ready. James 5:10 says, take my brethren the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. You have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord. The Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. When I was a younger minister, I used to pray. I said, God, use me to go and preach around the world. Use me. Look, when you start preaching, a time will come, you yourself, you run away from the preaching. You realize that you are not ready. I remember 2 years ago, I was supposed to go and preach in some country. I went to the airport. I checked in everything, but I was tired. I checked in everything. I went through all the procedures. I got to the gate of the plane. When I shut the door, I was angry. I just returned home. My wife said, I told the people, please cancel my ticket. I won't go again. My wife said, why have you come back? I said, I am tired, though. I'm coming to sleep. I phoned the people. I said, I'm very weak. Please forgive me. I'm a human being. Even your energy, you may not even have enough energy. So God said, I won't do it in 1 year. Why? I said, the problems, they will be bigger than you. The temptations, the pressures, the worries. He said, it will be too much. You are not waiting for me. I'm waiting for you. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Oh.
Number three. He said, by little and little, I will drive them out from before thee, verse 30, until thou be increased. Until thou be increased. Until thou be increased. I think he's talking about capacity. Capacity. He said, I'm waiting for you to get stronger. You are too weak to take this blessing. You must be stronger. Spiritually, you must be stronger. Mentally, you must be stronger. Emotionally, you must be stronger. Physically, you must be stronger. Because when I put you in the land, the openness that will come, you need strength. You know, one strength that I realize we need is you need emotional strength. Emotional strength. The more you go higher, the stronger you have to be emotionally. Paul had his Bible student called Timothy. And when Paul went into prison, this full-time pastor Timothy, he ran away from the ministry. That's when Paul wrote to him in 2 Timothy 1:7 and said, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. As you rise up, you become a manager, an MD, or whatever, you need to be emotionally strong. Why? Because people will irritate you. People will vex you. If you are not the kind of person who can control himself, very soon you sack everybody. The whole company will come down. Or the words that will come out of your mouth, it will be insults. Why? Because you see, the higher you go, the more people you deal with. And the more people you deal with, you come across different and diverse sorts of people. People who are crazy, people who are not normal, people who have marital problems, people that have some wires in their head from time to time, they are just touching and sparks are coming. The higher you go. When you are down there, sometimes you don't even supervise anybody. You have a supervisor, just directs what to do. But as you go higher, you must really develop your capacity to deal with different types of people. And one thing you realize is as you go ahead that there are a lot of people, they are very stupid. If emotionally you are not strong, oh, that's what Romans 15 verse 1 says. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Strong where? Emotionally and spiritually strong. He said, we must be able to take the infirmities of the weak. So God said, he said, I'm just waiting for you to be strong. Because even the capacity to deal with different types of people, irrational people, contentious people, angry people, there are some people, they're always angry. If you hate nonsense, you become like Rehoboam. The elders that stood before Solomon, Rehoboam was Solomon's son, they said to him, they gave him advice. In 1 Kings 12:6, they said, if thou will be a servant unto these people this day, and will serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, they will be your servants forever. They said, Rehoboam, just have a mind to serve. And secondly, watch the way you speak. People will vex you, but control yourself. You will think some people are stupid, but control yourself. You may feel like insulting some people, but control yourself. They said, if you can do that, you will reign forever. They didn't tell him to get an MBA. They told him to be emotionally strong enough to control the words that he uses. In marriage, if you are not emotionally strong, you will use your mouth to destroy your whole marriage. Hurt, anger, bitterness can make you say something you're not supposed to say. And that thing can change the structure of your marriage forever. One thing that you said. So God said, I'm waiting for you to increase. And I realized the one thing that we need to increase is emotional strength. Same thing happened to Israel. Israel could not get to their promised land because they were not emotionally strong. They were afraid. There are brothers here in this church, you are not married because you are afraid. You are not emotionally strong. You are sitting by a brother who is old enough to marry. Ask the person, you, why are you not married? Strength. Do you know why your business is not growing? Because you are afraid to take it to the next level. The investment you are supposed to make, you are afraid that if I invest and I lose the money, what will happen? You have become like the man in Matthew chapter 25, verse 24, who had one talent. And he that has seen one talent came and said, Lord, I know you. You are a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, gathering where you have not stored, and I was afraid. So God said, I'm waiting for you to increase. Spiritually strong, mentally strong, emotionally strong, physically strong. Look at your neighbor, say, my neighbor, God is waiting for you to be strong, to increase. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's give him glory. As I'm standing here, there are some things God wants to do in my life, but he can't do it because he's waiting for me.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us same time tomorrow as Kakwa continues this powerful message.
You are here, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to him. You know you are far from God, or you are a backslider. And you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, dear pastor, I was believing God for a job and you prayed for me. And I went to that particular company and I was told that there was no vacancy. But after your prayer, I had a call from that same company and they said, this time there's a vacancy, I should come. I want to give God the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus for such wonderful, wonderful testimony. Hallelujah. Are you being blessed? Today, as I pray and minister, yours is on the way.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakwa Bading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakwa Bading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakwa Bading. It's that simple. Kakwa Bading AirPower app, on the go with a word.
God speaks through dreams. The devil can also speak through dreams.
Can you explain why someone would amputate the hands of his own sister because of a dream?
If you dream, you see somebody that you know in the dream. Number one, it could be the person himself. Number two, it could be his spirit. Number three, it could be a familiar spirit.
Through deception, familiar spirits have destroyed businesses, marriages, families, and even churches.
You cannot tell that which is false by using your eyes.
By using scriptures, visions, and personal experience, Kakwa Bading puts in your hands keys that will help you understand, identify, and defeat familiar spirits. You can order this book through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Revealed Unmasking Familiar Spirits at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakwabading.org. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. That's +233 55 700 9010. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. That's +233 20 75 75 215. We also deliver worldwide.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakwabading.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.